for your interesting presentation. I want to try and ask a question which may be a little bit UK-focused, but I'll try not to make it too UK-focused. It's really about the appraisal methodology of WebTag. I just had a quick glance at the section of the tag that deals with appraisal of employment effects. And why it's in my mind is partly you mentioned Luton, and I'll come back to that in a second, but partly because I, of late, tend to stay, when I come to the UN here, I tend to stay in France at a place called Annemasse, which is peri-urban Geneva, but it's in France. And when I last came to a meeting pre-pandemic, there was still a near bus connection in from Annemasse, and I used to take the Bendy bus in, which I probably ran a service every 15 minutes and was fairly full. Now there's something called the Le Mans Express, which is the Geneva urban rail network, which is actually very good. And I came in on an 8 o'clock or 8:05 train this morning on a train that was eight carriages, standing room only, and there's a train every 15 minutes. So an extraordinary growth in the pre-pandemic to today, because this railway system is good and it's enabled access, it's enabled labour supply. And it's really about labour supply I want to ask, because what you're getting here is there's market distortion in Geneva, traditionally, with difficult high labour prices, but outside in France, lower labour prices. And what it's done is liberate a whole new section of labour market. So it's eased labour supply in Geneva, and it's brought employment and greater prosperity to the French settlements around Switzerland. And that, I suspect, is going to be the greatest economic value of that development. I then think about Luton, and you came through Luton, and Luton Airport is one I know a little bit about, and it's projected to go up to 32 million passengers, I think. It's 18 at the moment, it's going up to 32 million. So substantial by any comparative size elsewhere on the continent. And one of the interesting things about Luton is it is the major airport for bringing East European labour supply into the UK market. Very, very important, therefore, in terms of externalities and in terms of the UK as a whole labour market, not just the England's economic heartland. How do you capture that sort of thing when one's looking at the case for Luton as a hub, an international hub, which we've discussed here in the past? It seemed to me that East European labour supply connection was probably a very important thing, yet strangely the way we think about the AGR network, the International Railway Line Network, we haven't quite got to the stage yet of being able to capture that sort of impact. What I'm asking is, how do you capture those things that are outside the immediate horizon of economic planners?